KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, here we are, final segment of the show. In studio with us, Travis Yoakum. He's the Associate Vice President overseeing operations at the ranches here in New Mexico. Travis, welcome back into ABQ Connect.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
With the time we have left, I want to make sure you have opportunity for those unfamiliar with the ranches, just a brief history and where it's come to and what they're doing today.
Yeah, so we started in 1944 as a response to boys growing up without fathers due to them not coming back from the war. And so they wanted to teach kids how to become men and give them an opportunity to live and grow up and be fathers. And so then we kind of had a couple different navigations of where we went. We had Girls Ranch up in Santa Fe. We also had we had Heart Ranch down in southern New Mexico. And then we have Boys Ranch, which was located just south of Belen in Vegeta. And now we have brought all those together, and we currently have the Boys and Girls Ranches, which is on the site that is just south of Belen. And so we've been there. We currently have four cottages. We're in the process of building a fifth. And so we have both boys and girls, and we have at-risk teens between the ages of 12 to 18. And so a lot of people, kind of the story that everybody just heard about the girl at the grocery store who didn't have any hope. Our mission is to rekindle hope. And so that's kind of what we deal with. We deal with the kids who haven't been protected or haven't been loved properly by their parents and by the situation that they grew up in or people that they trusted. So we try to build that back from the ground up, and we try to do it with a Christian background and kind of lead them to the opportunity that they too can be normal people in their eyes and grow up to be young adults and even older adults who can be productive in society.
Now, for the boys and the girls, what's a day at the ranch look like?
Yeah, so currently we're going through a transition with our schedule because we have adopted 4-H as a part of our program as well. So the kids wake up early, which is about 6:30 in the morning. They get down, they feed their animals, they work with their animals, they clean the pens. And then they come back up to the cottages, they do their chores in the morning, and then we have them do school on site through an online program so that they can work at whatever pace they want to. So it allows them to catch up if they're behind in school, or it allows them to actually learn the material if they've skipped a bunch of things and go at the pace that they can. So then they go to school. After school, we have them on site. We do a variety of chores on campus. Through our VOTEC program, where they get to learn campus maintenance. They learn about lawn maintenance, pool maintenance, cleaning up the facilities, taking care of everything. And they have the opportunity to earn money in that through that, as well as through their allowance for doing their chores. And then they have free time in the evening. And then they get to, based on how well they're doing in the program, they'll go to bed. And then also in between there, they have to feed and clean up after their animal for 4-H in the afternoon as well. So,
you know, as hard as some of that may sound to some of our listeners, as far as, you know, the farm life, I'm sitting here listening and thinking, you know, when you're telling me where these kids are coming out of the situations that with the 4-H and the VOTEC, that has all got to be extremely therapeutic.
Yeah, so it gives them an opportunity to reintegrate that they have value.
Yeah.
It gives them an opportunity to work towards a goal.
They're capable.
Exactly. They give them the integrity, the hope, things that they can build on. And then it is really cool to see a kid who grew up in the city and has no clue what 4-H is, and then to watch them dive into a relationship with a goat or a pig or a lamb and really have that opportunity to raise that animal, and they get it, work with that animal to where you can take it to the county fair and potentially earn a large chunk of money to put towards whatever they want to put it towards.
So You mentioned off the air, we were talking about being at the different county fairs around the state. I have to imagine that's connected with 4-H.
Yeah, so our kids show in the Socorro County Fair. They show at the end of August. And so we'll have 42 animals for all the residents that they'll be showing. But then another thing that has been great to us throughout the years is visiting the local county fairs all across New Mexico. We visit them and we give donors the opportunity to donate an animal to us as we are feeding roughly 60 to 75 mouths for every single day, every single meal. So we have that meat intake is a huge part of what we do and trying to make sure that we provide healthy, balanced meals for everyone.
Now, recently, and some people who already follow the ranches on their Facebook page or elsewhere may be aware of really some tragic news that that hit not close to home. It hit right at home.
Absolutely. Bear with me if my voice changes or anything. Heath Cole, who was here with me last time when we were on air, passed away Saturday morning, very early, unexpectedly. He was the leader of our organization. The residents, the staff are all really shook up dealing with some of the things that is hard for the kids to deal with on a regular basis, but going through the grief and loss process. And then Heath was very keen on family and making sure that not only teaching the kids how to raise their family, but being a family man himself. So his wife and three daughters all still work for us in our organization and are working to help push us forward into the next era of what we're going to become, which was kind of his vision and his dream for what it could be.
Yeah, and you already mentioned the new cottage that was already, you know, in place. That work's going to continue. Now, I have to imagine, you know, I met Heath a couple of times when he came on the air with you. I have to tell you, when I had Dawn on the phone yesterday, I told her, she said, well, maybe Travis is going to come up and speak with you. I said, listen, I have only great memories of Heath and Travis being here. You guys yucked it up. I mean, it was a lot of fun to have you guys. And he, you know, Heath, I was going to say Heath is a guy with a great sense of humor, and that obviously will be missed. However, when you have a great leader like that, Travis, you know, some of the best leaders I've seen, it's because they've created such a great team, and the ranches does have a great team, but it's a time really where the community really can and should come alongside and be supportive of the work that that he was helping to make happen. And part of that is this cottage.
Absolutely. So for those of you who don't know, Heath was born at the ranch. He spent the majority of his time either living there as a child or living there as an adult and working there. Mentorship was kind of his whole passion, teaching people how to become who they want to be, teaching people really digging deep into what they were to try and dig what they wanted out to become. So I know for me, it was a really special relationship. The heckling back and forth, the trust, the camaraderie is definitely something I'm going to miss. But yeah, the cottage is something that he started producing and working towards. And so it's the Beatty Cottage. It'll be our fifth cottage, and it'll increase the amount of residents that we can host from 38 to 48. And any information that they can find on there is going to be on www.theranches.org. And any opportunity to donate or to support our mission and helping and building, rekindling hope for at-risk youth is going to be available on our website.
All right. And I would encourage you to go to theranches.org. On the top of the page, you'll see donate now. We'd encourage you to be, you know, prayerfully consider doing that to help towards this work that Heath started. While you're there too, when you contact the ranches, you know, I always say when you're supporting an organization, sure, there's financial assistance, which is greatly appreciated. But remember to prayerfully keep the ranches you know, in the front of mind. And also, while you're on the site, drop a kind word, a supportive word at this time would be helpful. Travis, thanks for coming in. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you for having us. We will not be. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for listening. And tune in daily, 1 o'clock, ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.